unrealistic expectation alert, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken published a statement that the U.S. expects a peaceful transition of power to an accountable Syrian government, even as the U.S. launched several airstrikes against Islamic State camps in Syria. Turkish forces fired on U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in northern Syria over the weekend, prompting a call between Secretary of Defense Austin and Turkish Defense Minister Güler to prevent further escalation. The Kurds now control much of the northeast Syria, and approximately 900 U.S. troops are still deployed there to support Kurdish forces. I thought I was going to run out of time there. Okay, next source is Knightsbridge Research. Anarchist groups prepare for festivals of resistance. Analysis: far-left groups struggled with both recruiting and fundraising during President Biden's term, as there were fewer opportunities to pull in additional resources without a major political figure to promote against. This is changing with a second Trump term. Anarchists and other groups are seizing upon the moment, attempting to reconstitute old coalitions, appeal to more moderate individuals who may not typically engage with resistance activities, and increase fundraising in an attempt to be better prepared for a street action the next 4 years. These efforts are all very likely to increase over the winter with these festivals of resistance as the opposing salvo against the Trump administration. End of message. And next we have the National Intelligence Brief put out by the Forward Observer. Dated cutoff is 13th of December, 2024. There is nothing significant to report at imminent risk. At elevated risk, we have low-intensity conflict, observing routine levels of planning for progressive and far-left unrest surrounding the inauguration in January. Also, economy and finance. China continues preparing for a trade war. Citigroup analysts say China will have a lower appetite for U.S. agricultural imports in the future. Analysts comment, China will likely continue taking action to block key exports and investigate U.S. firms like NVIDIA for anti-monopoly actions. The National Retail Federation urged the United States Maritime Alliance and International Longshoremen's Association to return to bargaining table until a East and Gulf Coast port contract is signed. Strikes are expected to resume on the 15th of January, 2025. In the Outlook Stable Department, we have food and agriculture. Ranchers continue to say tariffs on imported beef will help rebuild herds. Analysts comment, imported beef accounts for about 15% of U.S. consumption, so tariffs on imported beef will likely increase prices in the near term. Next at Stable, we have NATO-Russia. Officials from Lithuania and a Czech investment group called on the rest of Europe to get in line with President-elect Trump's America's First agenda. The Lithuanian official went as far as to say the EU cannot survive without America. Poland will push for a common European defense fund and equipment standardization when Poland takes the European Union presidency next month. And lastly, in the Stable Department, we have Indo-Pacific. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense heightened its alert state after China announced 7 restricted airspace zones around the mainland coast and the Taiwan Strait for military exercises. China deployed 90 Navy and Coast Guard vessels around Japan's southern islands, Taiwan, and South China Sea. Analysts comment, this exercise likely benefits the Pacific Allied forces more than it does China, and it shows that China's conquest of Taiwan will not stay in Taiwan, like solidifying Allied support to Taiwan. That is the last of the National Intelligence Bulletin. And now we are going to move forward into the Channel 3 project. This project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327, Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. Dewey 605 and Mike 674 in the Jackson County area, and John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. Judy and Craig 605 do the Illinois Valley Ameron check-ins on Mondays with their iVarknet. Okay, I want you to try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your neighborhood and area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, write them down, okay, so you know who's close to you. So the people you hear on Channel 3 are off the repeater, folks. This is really cool because then you get to know in your neighborhood and in your area who can hear you. So in times of need, you can give help or get help or pass on messages as needed. So write these down, and then you can report your tallies to us here monitoring this frequency. That would be awesome. So we're going to do the Channel 3 project numbers, followed by the discussion or questions if there are any, and then we'll close the net. So I want to say God bless you all. God bless the Republic. Thank you all for being here and being patient and everything that you're doing. So I was just informed that Wes is going to be a little bit late. He's on his way home from a birthday party, Cameron's birthday party, interestingly enough. So I'm going to try and call Roger. Can you start out the Channel 3s for the Grants Pass area? Are you there?
Yeah, this is 746, Roger. I can start it up.
Copy that. Thank you. And so for the Grants Pass area, we're going to start on FRS GMRS Channel 3, then go to MERS 3, and then do the ham simplex, which is on 146420. So starting on FRS GMRS for the Grants Pass area. Next for Jackson County, Mike 674 or Dewey 605, are you available at all?